This is Unfiltered Vitamin Z, Season 15, Episode 2, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Tri-Fusion Edition. And I've had some dinner. I've had a little something to smoke. Nicaraguan cigar. I got my music. I'm re-listening the African Giant album by Burna Boy. I heard it all the way through today, and I just feel like listening to it again. And shit, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. Let's start from the beginning. Since the beginning of mankind. No, we're not doing that shit. I know history, but I don't know that much history. It's weird when you know history, like when you tell people you have a history degree, that, and like you might bring up something, be wrong about something, get a date wrong, get an event wrong, maybe not have all the pieces, all the sides involved, and all the little events that made up the entire issue. And it's like, well, shit, my bad. Do you expect every motherfucker with a medical degree to be able to cure every disease? How many of us have been fucked up by a doctor before? Misdiagnosed? I mean, all types of shit. Just because you were a doctor doesn't mean you like, I can heal you. No. I just studied this shit. So, one, I haven't put anything since like the 30th. That's when episode 1 came out. And it's kind of weird because, like, my mind has, every conversation I've been having mentally has been a podcast episode. Everything that, like, I'm thinking right before I'm going to sleep, all the little conversations I have in my head, I'm like, oh, shit, this would be really good to share. And you know that something's cool going on and, like, you're trying to get your phone to take a picture to capture the moment. And then you're like, nah, fucking, let me just see it. I don't want to lose focus of the moment. It's kind of like that. I'm seeing shit going on in my head, and I could start writing it down, or I could start recording, and I just don't. I'm just there, like, in awe, like, just in the moment. I remember there was, like, an episode in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. One of the characters, Charles Boyle, he has a little kid that he adopted, and his best friend is, like, hanging out with that kid, and he's like, wow, it's like, what a beautiful moment. And then he's like, oh, this is agonizing. He's like, do I enjoy the moment? Do I go grab the camera? What do I do? Like, he's not staying there enjoying it, but he's at the same time, he hasn't gotten the phone yet to start recording. So it's kind of like that lately. The ancient Greeks, I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, they loved procrastination. They valued it. The ancient Greek philosophers, because they thought it allowed the brain to sort of rest and do its own thing in a way that could get it to a certain moment of, I guess, eureka. I don't know how else to describe it. But in my case, now I've been doing other things, but musically, that hasn't put me as much. It's hard to do the music and do the podcast both. I haven't been managing my time that well either. So I'm not going to like just blame it like, oh, so busy with music. Nah. But also just like media overflow, news shit, social media, watching movies. I mean, it's a lot of overflow of the tech. It makes me feel like back to like last year quarantine with so much shit going on in the world and everybody being trapped in the house. I mean, it's not like I am trapped in the house, but this whole digital world is just fuck. It's crazy. And it's crazy because so many of us can enjoy the real world. Some of us, real world is so fucked up. The digital world is your escape. And other times, that's where people's voices can be heard because nobody in the real world around them is giving a fuck. And that's happening everywhere. You know, with the tax increase in Colombia on basic shit, you know, it's like already going through shit, pandemic on top of it, and then government want to raise, the government be raising taxes on like normal people for no fucking reason. Where there's money to be grabbed elsewhere. You know, like Biden's like capital tax gains increased to almost 40%. Like, why when you have so many fucking new people, middle class, so many brown and black people starting to invest more, and this shit becoming more and more easier with information and sources and people helping each other to get extra money, and like, oh no, we're gonna get a piece of that. We ain't give, you know, 1 out of 10 people apparently use this, Americans use their stimulus check to invest in crypto, they gonna get their money back. They didn't just send that money out for us to like not spend. They expect us to buy shit. They expect us to go to stores and buy sneakers and shit so they can get all that money back. But nah, people were investing in themselves and they weren't fucking having that. So they want to wait to like fund the childcare, education, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. You know how many people making with over $50 million in assets in the US there is to just take a little bit from them to fund all that shit? Plenty. You know, $3.8 billion a year the US sends to Israel's military. Why the fuck do we need to be doing that? Why? Because Hitler tried to kill 6 million of them back in the fucking 40s. That shit was tragic. Shit. Why the fuck they still deserve money for an illegal state on stolen land? It's fucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Completely bullshit. Man, this shit already died. Fuck you. Anyway, it's bullshit because, you know, it's kind of like what the first king of Saudi Arabia told Franklin, told Franklin Roosevelt, FDR, because FDR had a lot of pressure. His staff actually had the most Jews in the White House before, but that didn't stop the State Department from being extremely anti-Semitic because those guys were what we call WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They all went to the same private schools together, boarding schools, same Ivy League. And, you know, for example, like with the embassy in Marseille in the south of France, they were making it super difficult for Jews to get to the U.S., escaping Germany. You know, some one of the requirements was like, oh, you need to get a signed paper from like a cop or somebody that could confirm that what you're claiming is happening to is actually happening. And they're like, are you fucking stupid? If we go back, they're going to kill us. So basically, I mean, it's dumb shit like that. And so FDR had pressure. What is he going to do? What is he going to do when, you know, 48 Israel established themselves, declared themselves as a state? And he had just started Aramco. They just started making business in the Middle East when it came to oil. You're not trying to piss them off. And the king of Saudi Arabia told him, he's like, hey, man, what happened to them was tragic. Nobody's denying that. But none of us did that. None of us killed them. None of us did that. You really care. You want to give them land for an independent, safe country. Because the idea of Zionism, not in its present state, but the idea of it, I started from secular German-speaking atheist like Theodor Herzl and a journalist from Vienna that covered the Dreyfus Affair. For those that don't know, the Dreyfus Affair was basically a dude who was in the French military, Dreyfus, as a Jew. And, you know, they apparently claimed that he, like, snitched to, like, the enemy. I think this was during World War I, if I'm not mistaken. And got in so much trouble, went on trial, got, you know, falsely accused, guilty, all that shit. Turns out it wasn't him. But the way they pushed the case so fast and the way they wanted to just blame this one Jew, it made the journalist covering that story, Theodor Herzl and others, have a conference at the end of the 19th century. In Bern, Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken, to basically sit down and discuss, man, we've been in Europe for so long. You know, we here as Europeans, they really haven't accepted us. We need to have a place that's going to be safe for Jews. I respect that. I respect anybody looking to make safe territory for themselves. How did gangs and organizations start? Like in LA, like in Mexico, it was because of lack of protection, lack of state protection. And they just have to realize they're going to have to do this shit for themselves to protect their people. I respect that. But again, Palestinians didn't do it. No Arab did it. You know, like Saudi told FDR, you know, y'all really care. Why don't you give them the best land in Europe? Why don't you give them their own territory, their own country, their own land there? It don't have to be Arab land they give them. And he's like, he agreed. But FDR died within very soon after that. He even sent a letter to confirm the conversation. But he had died. Truman comes into power. And in Saudi Arabia, the king sends his one of his sons to go to the UN meeting for the partition of the state of Israel to confirm whether what to confirm the decision. Under Truman, they said yes, and that really pissed them off. But then, you know, the king died and his sons took over and a whole bunch of shit changed. But that's basically the beginning of that discussion. I guess we can start there then. You know, it's a holy land when we talk about Palestine. It's a place, Jews, Muslims, I mean, everybody lived peacefully. Yeah, being Jewish is a religion and ethnicity, but there's Arab Jews, there's Arab Muslims, there's Arab Christians. There's over, you know, a billion Muslims. It's not a religious holy war. No, it's right-wing nationalism unchecked. That's what it is. It's been unchecked for years. The left in Israel, if they are what they say they are, a democratic country, well, the left is filled with a bunch of fucking pussies, like the left is in a bunch of other countries, allowing right-wing shit to constantly occur. And the problem with that is like, I always would make fun of the left and liberals in the U.S., especially when it came to supporting Black Lives Matter, because I was like, oh, this shit's just convenient, or, you know, no one wants to be seem like they're on the right wing, which makes, in a way, makes sense, because with Israel, you're getting the opposite. You ain't getting the left supporting, like, yo, right wing, fuck y'all, this shit is stupid, you know what I'm saying? We need to find a way to live cohesively and peacefully, because it's too late now, you know what I'm saying? Back then, yeah, like, Israel's not a justified country, should have never existed in the first place, but it's here, ain't gonna go nowhere. All their buildings, all their people, even though most of them shouldn't be there, they're there. Fuck it. Ain't really nothing you can do about it. But the people that should be there, like all the refugees in the camps, you know, the Palestinians that don't have, haven't been able to return the land of their grandparents and shit, and the people still living there, not just the West Bank, but especially Gaza, being blockaded for the rest of the world. And it's like, okay, yeah, they've been shot at. So how you gonna blame somebody for shooting back? You know what I'm saying? To paint them as terrorists, as evil people killing innocent people, or what's defined as innocent? Because if you want stolen land, you want stolen property. And again, I don't condone violence. I always consider myself a pacifist. But try to put yourself in people's shoes. I mean, Nipsey said it himself. He's like, I'd rather shoot before I run. He said, what was the chorus of the song? I'd rather shoot before I run. All this pressure on my shoulder weigh a ton. You should try to do what we done. Making $1 million while you're young. Yeah, $1 million while you're young. Off of the album Victory Lap. And his struggle and his stories of the conflict and issues. Literally talking about being at war in LA, same thing. So how you gonna tell people from Gaza, you know, you get shot at not to shoot back? You know what I'm saying? You have rappers in the U.S. growing up with their conflicts and their issues, discussing the same thing, the same issues against the state, against each other, against conflicted neighborhoods, against all types of shit. So, is there two sides to a story? Yes. In this case, I feel like there's multiple sides. And it's multiple sides depending on where you're invested in. For example, it's a lot of religious Jews that support Palestinians. And the reason is because when the idea of Zionism came, and again, these guys were secular, these guys were atheists, these guys were German speaking, like Theodore Herzl. And the reason they were having these conversations that pissed off a lot of religious Jews, because the idea of establishing Israel, the idea of establishing this state, establishing this, you know, land, is only when the Messiah comes. That's what they're waiting for. So it's a religious argument to defend themselves as like, no, you can't do this just for the state purpose and building up the military and everything and stuff like that. So they have a different, you know, investment religiously for them to defend Palestine. But then there's a secular argument of like, no, you know, as Jews we need this as the ethnical identity, and they have a right to be there because of a historical tie to the land. Well, sure, it's a 2,000 year story, but for up until the late Bronze Age, which is almost 4,000 years ago, almost double the Jewish story, the land has always been called Palestine. That's well documented. Philistine with an F. There's no P in the Arabic alphabet. Assyrian, Syrian, Egyptian records all show this, all showcase it. Now, before the late Bronze Age, after that, like 3,700, 4,000 years ago, there's not really any document of what that area was called. So this is like gentrification on steroids, you know what I'm saying? Because not only did they come and want to steal your land, but they want to keep you down, kick you out of it forcefully, not just with higher rents. You know, they can't do that in the U.S. anymore. That, you know, like Chris Rock said, you know, a place can't say, oh, no colors allowed. But a $4,000 a night at Four Seasons, you know, says no blacks allowed. So they doing it their way. Other people do it other way. You know what I'm saying? China wants to build the town, wants to build the highway. They're not going to ask you for permission. They're going to move you the fuck out the way and build their shit. That's state power. And it's the same thing. It's right-wing state power at its finest. In a overly pride nationalistic sense, on top of already, you know, religion, I feel like it's the smokescreen. to it, because Jesus was a Jew. And Christianity is the son of God. You know, Palestinian Christians, like, duh. So it's like a lot of Americans are on the right wing, too. They're talking about Jesus. They talk about religion. They talk about the Bible and all this shit. And it's like, how are you going to condone this? The indigenous people. But they wouldn't. I don't feel like this would be the case if a majority of Palestinians weren't Muslims. Because for them, the people that, like, support Trump, the end of times, you know, like the Bible, like, it's better to have it run by Israel and have U.S. support that so it can be run by Jews than it is for it to be with Muslims. But I feel like if a majority of Palestinians were Christians, it could have been a different argument. It could have been a different discussion from other Jesus, you know, loving people in the U.S. They claim they love and know Jesus so much, but they hate Jews too, though. That's the thing. A lot of these right-wing people in the U.S. really do not like Jews, but the government and politicians they elect are really friendly with the people of Israel. So to me, that's just like a bunch of like weird different factors in it. Yeah, Jesus is also the most mentioned figure in the Quran. Kind of crazy, huh? You think like, oh, Muhammad, all this shit. Nah, it's Jesus mentioned the most times in there. And he was a Palestinian. So this is settler colonialism. It's indigenous rights. It's nationalism. It's a little bit of religion. It's a little bit of bad blood and history. It's a little of everything all intertwined, geopolitics, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, why would you think the U.S. love Jews? No, it's like, why would they? They've always been historically anti-Semitic. A lot of people have. But why would you allow another independent Middle Eastern country in a region that you want to have control over? It's in your best interest to send $3.8 billion a year to the military of Israel. You know, when the Arab Spring was going on back in 2011, turns out it was like over $1 billion that was going to Egyptian military. So yeah, the U.S. are going to fund people. It's going to send money to people. They think they're going to fuck with them. Egypt, Jordan, they're all, you know, kissing ass to the U.S. for that reason. The U.S. need allies. There's a reason these secular Jews, you know, it's founded in Judaism too. You know, Jesus talked about redistribution of wealth, socialism. That's incorporated in religious faith. Some idea of sharing, of communal work. And the Soviet Union and the U.S. were the first two countries to recognize the state of Israel. Because some people weren't sure. Is this going to be a socialist country that's going to be on Russia's side? Or could it be something we could fuck with? Excuse me. And we had a lot post-World War II prosperity up until the 80s. A lot of different income groups in the U.S. all doing well. Now, when did that inequality really start? Reagan onwards. That trickle-down economics was complete bullshit. That building up the military. And at that time, the Prime Minister of Israel was very friends with Reagan too. So it's adopting the same economics. And since then, inequality in the U.S., rich, you know, look at the top rich groups, gotten way up. And then the bottom has gotten lower. And, or at least haven't gotten up. And Israel, same thing. Inequality went up. Now their economy is tied with Palestinians. Inequality has gone up too. The entire Muslim world right before this, every one by one, from Morocco to the Emirates, all that shit, normalizing relations with Israel, allowing Israelis to travel to their country, you know, so they could do their own little deals on the side. So it's like no Arab unity, no Muslim unity, none of that shit. Nobody got each other backs. And it's fucking ridiculous. Especially when you see something like Al-Aqsa being trashed the way it is. Because what's tragic about Al-Aqsa being a holy site for Muslims is right next to the Western Wall. Salah ad-Din, back in history, you know, fighting against the Crusaders. Because the Crusaders were ruthless. They went there to liberate Palestine. When they got to Jerusalem, they killed everybody. Men, women, child, Christian, Muslim, Jew, they killed everybody. There was blood up to their knees flowing like a river through those streets. And Salah ad-Din, he took that shit back. And what he did was that Western Wall meant shit to Jews. I mean, that's what they believed. Also, their second temple was built under. But he left it standing as a sign of respect. To see that disrespect come back, it's fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these young kids, these soldiers patrolling around, they were born, legally speaking, in a country that they shouldn't have a passport for. But also their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, they're not from there. They're not from there. They probably buried in Budapest or some shit. Our great-great-great-great-grandparents, they buried there. They from there. That's indigenous land all over. That's indigenous people all over that they fucking with. And when you fuck with Indians, when you fuck with Mother Nature, that's the type of toll that it'll take more than what, you know, that will follow through you for multiple lifetimes of that karma catching up to you. It's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like Andrew Jackson is rotting in hell somewhere for the Trail of Tears he did to the Cherokee Indians from Florida and Georgia all the way to Oklahoma, moving them forcefully like that. So it's a similar thing. It's similar thing because historically here they did that shit. You know, settler colonialism, that's not something, a term that Americans should be unaware of. That's something, you know, very common, very known. And it's the same shit happening. So it's like, I usually talk about fun shit on this shit, but I talk about real things too. This is a real thing, not just because I'm Palestinian, but it's like Nelson Mandela said, you know, him being in jail for so long and then end up establishing an independent country post-apartheid in South Africa is the same thing. He said, you know, what freedom are we gonna know? We're not gonna know real freedom until we see the freedom of Palestinians. So this shit is global. This shit is an example for all of us. You know, one person suffering somewhere under something, you know, and like Martin Luther King Jr. said, if I'm not mistaken, injustice anywhere is what do you say? Injustice anywhere is no justice everywhere. Fuck, hold on. It was an important quote, and I'm fucking up. My bad, y'all. Let me search this shit up real quick. MLK quote. Injustice. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Thank you. Damn. Yes, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. That's why this shit's important. On top of the obvious fact that, you know, kids dying. That's another fucked up thing too to think about. People being evicted and all this type of shit. It's just, damn. I myself, as a kid, you know, you get poisoned with all the toxicity of the politics and the issues coming up. And the weird thing of like, damn, you know, this shit's happened to people you care about. You're not living there, but you can see it. You've been there. You've seen the same places that are on the news. And you're like, God damn, I was just there, dude, you know, chilling the other day. And to see all this shit happening is crazy, man. It's so fucking crazy. And you just, I get left with not even knowing, like, where's this shit gonna go? How long is it gonna last for? You know what I'm saying? How many more people gotta die? And there's no water too. It's not like this land is so valuable underneath. It really ain't. There's no water. So they're gonna keep fighting. And then when there's no water and the temperatures get hotter and climate issues get even worse, people gonna be at each other's throats even more. You know, fucking water. Whole entire Middle East fucked. You know what I'm saying? Climate driven issues already been seen, you know, as a cause for a lot of conflicts. So I don't know. I really don't know. I do know I didn't feel uncomfortable not recording a podcast. I do feel like I needed to do that for me, for y'all. And I also knew that, like, I need to share a little bit on this just because it's what's happening right now. And people think, you know, people don't speak about things they don't feel informed on, but how 100% informed could you be about anything? You know what I'm saying? How much do you have to know about something to start doing it, start speaking about it? The more you learn, the more you incorporate. But people think you have to not be 100% assertive and definitive on something. You don't. I could say something tomorrow about Israel or Jews or whatever and be completely wrong. Be like, you know what? My bad. Yeah, you have a point. All right, cool. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? But just, I mean, just to give y'all an example, it's like, where's the left? That's my question. Because if Israel is claiming, you know, for all the people living there, I think, no, we have a right to be here and we're a democratic nation, all this shit. All right, then. Prove your democracy, then. Showcase how powerful this shit is supposed to be, then. Where's y'all voice? Where's y'all speaking up about it, then? You know what I'm saying? Imagine if everybody in the left of the United States didn't speak up about black people and indigenous rights and Mexicans. Didn't say, like, yo, this fucked up with the kids in the cages. Yo, it's fucked up. Cops killing black people. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that shit. Because that's what it feels like with Israel. Where's all the left? Where's all these people that's so happy to be there and so proud to be there and don't want to acknowledge that, like, hey, this shit's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how come I would always hate to see like the exaggeration of white guilt in the U.S. But where's these people's guilt? Where's your guilt? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Give me a little fucking guilt. You know what I'm saying? A little sympathy. A little of like, hey, this is a little fucked up. No, they still want their asses kissed. They still want shit for free. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking bullshit. In other news, do I have anything else to fucking say? Probably not. Let me check my notes. Can you keep a secret for a long, long time? I'm listening to, yeah, I told y'all at the beginning, I'm still listening to African Giant, the whole album. Burna Boy. Man, I love him so much. Fucking amazing. I have a song called Sweet on my Instagram. Check out Zaid UFZ on Instagram. If you listen this far into the podcast, follow me on Zaid UFZ on Instagram and Filter Vitamin Z on Instagram. Message me some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, if it's a discussion about this or anything else related, just say, hey, man, I'm having a good week. Hope you are too. All right, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. Send some shit like that. God damn. In a world like this, man, we need love more than ever. Fuck. Imagine, though. Imagine like the ancient time, like when Moses and Jesus, when Moses would bring Jews together and have them get high as a telepathic way, you know, radio transmission to talk to God, and Jesus was helping all the people's needs and physical ailments and shit, you know, dealing to them on the side. Imagine if we all just sat there and got high together. Just think about that for a second too. Sweet, 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 something just be tasting too sweet. Life is super sweet, is what you make it out to be. Zaid UFZ, thanks for tuning this evening. Wanna tell a couple stories. I was raised to strive for better, not sitting on the corner while the rain pouring, going, oh Lord, pour me. No matter how sad I get, I know I'm in the good old days. I know I'ma miss these days. I wish I could go back in life, not to change shit, just to feel a couple things twice. One of my favorite Drake lines, Granny and Pop sent me on my line. I lie, thinking I'm too busy to reply. When you got people checking on you, that's how you know you in a good life. Running again, just trying to hit my stride. Whoa, 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 whoa. I use social media just for fun. Promote this music and look at honey's buns. Ashamed to see the soldiers terrorizing kids with their guns. They taking, taking, take, ain't never done. Spirit of Venezuela con sangre Palestina. What freedom is there without the Holy Land, said Nelson Mandela. South Africa. Sweet. Sweet. Sweet, something just be tasting too sweet. Life is super sweet, is what you make it out to be. Indigenous rights, the Indian and the black man get shut out the light. Into the dark, como Batman, we all move around thinking we doing something, but we sink in our own quicksand. It's easy when you got a full-time job, then I think about folks getting evicted by colonizing mobs. Como, this is J. Cole, we wanna be as free mentally and physically. Real terrorists be police, U.S., Israel seems almost any country. Jews do Palestinians like Germany did them. Guess revenge is sweet. This ain't religion, this ain't history. This white cunts doing what they do repeatedly, unapologetically. People too fearful during the day for a night to dream. This it, gotta be the generation of liberation for Palestine. For the usual suspects to get the equity, and for us to right our wrongs environmentally, combat war peacefully. Life is super sweet, is what you make it out to be. Ain't conscious, ain't political. Life around us changing, can't be full-time sabbatical. Sorry for thinking decency and living in harmony was radical. I try to limit what I rap so it ain't a mouthful. We got shit we need to say, but that don't mean I wanna be heard. Only two things I got in this life, gonna be this Scarface, balls of my word. Zaid UFZ, one love around the world for all the little boys and girls. Thanks for tuning in on this special Tri-Fusion episode, you know what I'm saying? OG Tri-Fusion, you know, because Jesus. In a Tri-Fusion within all of us. What did I say? Did I say follow? Yeah, follow Zaid UFZ on Instagram. Check out Zaid on Spotify and shit. I got a bunch of singles been coming out. Check out Smoothie, Keeping It Moving. Got another one called Diving, Close, Perseverance. They all the shit gonna be coming out. You know, you can follow all that shit on my Instagram and see that too on where you listen to music, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. All that good shit. So, thank you so much. Half an hour. You know, not too fucking bad. I should have let this shit actually run off to like 33 minutes exactly. You know, 33 to age Jesus dying. But, yeah, that would have been cool. I think I did have an episode where I did talk. I think it's called The Child of Jah. And that one, I think I ended up like exactly at 33 minutes. But it's all good. What is today? Tuesday? Oh, technically Wednesday, past midnight. Yeah, so enjoy the rest of your week. You know what I'm saying? Read news, objectively. You know what I'm saying? You got to use your critical thinking skills to serve to navigate through the bullshit and what's fake here and what's fake there. You know, don't just assume like my Rappaport said. I don't agree with a lot of the shit he be posting about because obviously he's a Jew. He gonna say the things that he thinks, and that's fair and all. But one post, you know, I did like recently on his on Instagram was talking about fake Middle Eastern news. Like, why we talk about fake news in the U.S. and that we assume everything we see on the Middle East, regardless what side it is 100% real. Which I agree. It's a macro, you know, principle to take in. But at the same time, the micro, what do you really think is gonna happen? You know what I'm saying? What representation do you think is gonna happen on the micro for the little guy? You know what I'm saying? Like Malcolm X said, the newspaper is gonna have you, you know, it's gonna have you loving the oppressor and hate the oppressed. So remember that shit. Thank you so much and have a great day. Peace.